What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Hibby Two Time in the house. We're back, motherfuckers. What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. This is blah, 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 Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, shit. What's up, Salty Soul? You know what? I wasn't going to curse today, but you know what? Fuck it. We back. Wow. We got a lot of shit to do. Fuck Joe Biden. Return to the mat.
Return. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I know you guys missed us. We are back. We had to take a break. RIP, Mom, I love you. Thank you for everything. And, you know, it's been a couple, a few rough weeks for the Salty Show. But we're back and we have a lot to cover. Oh, my God. Well, let's start off with the red tsunami that happened. Did you guys, I don't know if you guys have been living under a rock, but the red tsunami happened. We're going to talk about that. Also, Microsoft's latest town hall has left many scratching their heads in confusion at their latest attempt to appease woke culture. We're going to cover some of that. The Atlanta Braves, they won the World Series, and the left cried about it. We'll talk about that. Colin Kaepernick. Has forced his way into the spotlight again.
Who cares?
Football is now meant for slavery. Yes, or slavery is meant for football. Wait, how does it go?
No. He basically, what he experienced is the equivalent of what the slaves experienced when they were sold in Knoxville. We're going to get to that, his Netflix documentary. But all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show. All right.
No, guys, seriously, who cares?
How you guys been? I miss you guys.
Good.
Busy.
Good.
Busy.
I don't miss you.
Whoa.
That's rude.
I just saw you a week ago.
Can you not yell? Dude, traveling in the airports right now is, it's such a fucking nightmare.
It's the worst, dude.
What's happening?
I traveled in the airports week before last.
How was it for you?
I didn't have any issues or problems.
Well, she flew to Florida.
I flew to Florida.
No, this is the logic.
Hit me up.
You have to walk in wearing a mask. You have to wear a mask because you're standing up walking through the airport.
I didn't have that problem.
But when I go through...
Did you wear your mask in the airport, Heidi?
I had it on my face, but not properly wearing it. But I had it on my face. And then at one point, I was like, what am I doing? I took it off completely and didn't wear it. I had a problem coming home on only one flight because I was the way I had set it on my face. It wasn't covering enough of my nose and the woman had an issue. But I will say, I can't tell you how many flight attendants and how many passengers I saw that were wearing this super retro mesh, the flight attendants, a mesh, totally see, like I could tell she wasn't. Had no protection of any sort on it. I could, see what was under it. I didn't have any, like I said, it was just the one woman on the one flight, and she didn't like that it wasn't covering more. And she watched me when I drank. She watched me, but it was her. Like, it wasn't anybody else. It was just that one particular piece of shit.
Was that a flight attendant or just somebody on the
flight? Flight attendant, yeah. Just that one. I didn't have problems other than that.
But the logic, it's mandated you have to wear a mask in the airport, technically, through federal, and whether or not the cops fucking do it or not, right? But the minute I walk into the restaurant, just like the old rules, mask off. Everybody, the same people fly in, all take their masks off, having a beer because they're sitting down, but I can't.
Yeah. Is that because the airport is, quote, federal
jurisdiction, federal jurisdiction,
and the restaurant is privately owned?
No. No, because I was in the airport without the mask on.
I'm talking about what Timmy experienced, where he walked into the restaurant, he was allowed to take it off.
So if there's cops there, the cops can turn around and tell you, put your mask on and fine you. I think the people are getting tired of it, unless you find a super liberal, crazy cop.
Was this in New York or in
Sky
Phoenix?
Sky Harbor.
Okay.
New York, everybody in New York is wearing them under their nose, so because they're over it too.
Everybody's over it. And I think what's happening is, As people are getting over it, the left is getting crazier and they're getting more demanding. And they're like, oh, well, we're done because everybody's done. Right. our side is done and their side is done with our side, who refuses to wear a mask, who refuses to be vaccinated. And so everybody's basically done. Now, I did want to show you guys this with the whole mandates and the whole, you know, Dr. Fauci. He got fucking clobbered, by the way. I don't know if we're going to get this that far, but because there's a lot to cover. But I did want to show you guys this. Joe Rogan recently had Sanjay Gupta. Sanjay Gupta is the medical correspondent for CNN. Did you see CNN. This?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. So for the benefit of the listener, I want to play this because to me, this summarizes everything you need to know about this pandemic. That is not serious, folks. This is not a real pandemic, and we're all playing the fucking game here. But let me. It's hold on. Shit, let me bring it over to the right side. You guys see my screen?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now.
All right. I'm not going to play it all, but I just wanted to play you an excerpt of this because it's worth listening to.
So for you, Joe Rogan.
Yes.
I would say you've had it.
Yes.
So now get one shot of the vaccine.
No.
Why not?
Because I have better immunity than I would if I was vaccinated.
Okay, pause there.
Yeah.
Is there anything wrong with what Joe Rogan said with natural immunity? Is nope. that the truth? Yes or no? Well,
it's the truth, it's and the truth. It drives the idiots crazy because they want you to get vaccinated for some reason.
Right.
Why?
Not a vaccine.
Why?
That's anti-science by saying still get it because you should get the like. To me, that's anti-science. If you want to get it, why? Great. But don't. I should be if I've had it and I have antibodies. Leave me the fuck alone.
Why right. is the government completely ignoring the people who already have it, who have a natural immunity to it, and all of these drugs that they keep coming out with saying, oh, well, these, if you actually do get sick, if you start feeling the symptoms, take ivermectin and all these other drugs that they're coming out going, oh, yeah, the research in Brazil shows that this pill does a great job of helping you, you know, and it's just they're completely ignoring all that. Why?
Jeremy, it's not that they're just ignoring
them. They're actively defying them.
And not only that, they are changing the definition. Tim sends me like a few weeks ago, he sends me, you know, how the dictionary has been modified to just what natural immunity means, what the medical journals, they've modified what ivermectin is used for. So I'm going to continue playing this because Joe Rogan holds him accountable. Sanjay Gupta or his network, basically, because he tells him, look, dude, you know, you guys painted me as somebody who went out and got horse medicine.
Dewormer.
Dewormer. Exactly.
Horse dewormer.
And
well, play it.
Is it true? Yes or no? Now look at Sanjay Gupta's responses. This is what I want to try to get at is this is the because he won't acknowledge it. Motherfucker.
So, right? Yes. Don't I
think your immunity is really good.
So why, if I've already gotten through COVID and I was really only sick for a day, and then 5 days later I was negative, and I do have the natural antibodies now, why would I take a chance in getting vaccinated on top of that?
By the way, I'm glad you're better. I'm glad it only lasted a day.
You're probably the only one at CNN that's glad.
No.
The rest of them are all lying about me taking Horks medication. And we should talk about that.
That bothered you.
It should bother you, too. They're lying at your...
A good point. He's
get
like,
him.
Oh, that,
get
he,
him.
He's like, oh, that bothered you, didn't it? Like, no. You're the doctor here, Dr. Gupta. This should bother you as a medical professional. And I like how Joe Rogan calls him out. He needs to call this motherfucker out.
At your network about people taking human drugs versus drugs for veterinary.
Calling it a horse dewormer is not a flattering thing. I get
it's
that.
It's a lie. It's a lie on a news network. That's a lie that they're conscious of. It's not a mistake.
Yeah.
They're unfavorably framing it as veterinary medicine.
Well, the FDA put this thing out. You saw that.
Did you see the thing that the FDA put out? He changes the subject. He's not answering the goddamn question. Now, and this goes on, and you should just go watch it. But the point I want to make here is, folks, again, for our side who's painted as the conspiracy theorists, the crazy ones who don't want to, you know, take a vaccine. I just want you to know that this is supposedly a guy who speaks there, or he does speak for CNN, and he's there and he's just avoiding the question. But the question is, why would CNN, a quote unquote respectable news organization, come out and try to paint this in a bad light. Why not be honest? Why call it a horse dewormer, right? And so if they lie about this simple thing, folks, they're going to lie about everything. If you cannot just state the facts, for example, what they could say is, we don't know that ivermectin is as effective as the COVID vaccine, right? They could come out and say that. But instead, what they want to paint it as is the crazies who are the anti-vaccines. They're out there. The same thing that they did for Trump. Remember how they said, oh, Trump wants to inject people with bleach. It's that same goddamn fucking lie.
It's the smear campaign, right? So you got to remember, who funds the vaccines? Well, we pay for it, but Big Pharma, right? Big Pharma is running. Pfizer's running the world right now. They have secret contracts. It's proven, right? They have secret contracts with governments that they have to do this. And if they don't, that they
foreign can, governments or our government,
every government. Pfizer has. Okay. It's been called out. Pfizer actually has secret contracts with these governments to force these vaccines on everybody, right? I don't make it up. They're forced to buy it. They have to give it, blah, blah, blah. So when now what you're seeing is Pfizer is now coming to the executives saying, we're paying you a lot of money for advertising. You need to stop this. We don't care if you're wrong. You need to have, because think about it. They all at the same time jumped on this. CNN jumped on this. MSDNC jumped on this. Newsweek jumped on it. Every liberal media, Slate, Media, everybody jumped, and they all kept saying the same thing. He's taking a horse to warmer and blah, blah, blah. So, and all their political pundits, all their minions, the Joe Walsh is that guy, that, you know, that guy who says he's a real Republican, but he's a Democrat. No, he's stupid ass. But they all come out and say the same thing, the same talking points. It's like they get an email from everybody that says, you need to say this. And they say it all at the same exact time to all their listeners. So in this case, they're not used to. See, the problem is Donald Trump, as much as whether you like him or him, the one thing that Donald Trump did was he showed everybody in his own party and all these other, you know, stars and different, you know, high ranking people, right? Like Joe, you know, like they're much bigger than us, right? Stars, right? That it's okay to push back. If somebody calls you out on it, fight back if it's wrong.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And they weren't expecting Joe Rogan to come out and say, hello, no. And he rebutted them. He did a whole spiel on it. He fought them. He brought Sanjay Gupta, as we're watching. And he asked him the question, well, how come you didn't say anything? He's like, and he stumps him. I know we're going to get further into the video, but he's like, yeah, they shouldn't have done that. Right. He did admit that. And then later on that night, they went on, had him on CNN, and he kind of tripped.
They doubled down again.
But they know it's wrong, but they're being forced by their owners, money. Right? Because they're not free. These people aren't free. They sold their soul to the devil, and this is what happens when you sell your soul to the devil.
Yeah,
the big pharma, big business, the government, all this, the CIA, whatever. You sold your soul for power and for some money, and this is what you're getting.
And they're wielding the power of government. Of the intelligence agencies. And the reason I say that is because how long has Project Veritas been doing undercover work and where they get whistleblowers and everything? But if you know what happened today, what broke out today, the FBI just raided the houses of some of the Project Veritas reporters today. Okay. Now, why all of a sudden now, why is are the three-letter agencies so interested in Project Veritas? Now they're claiming that there was that they got a diary from Ashley, one of Biden's.
Ashley Biden's, his daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But hold on. Listen. So they're claiming that's why. And so then James O'Keefe comes out and says, look, this looks like it was a setup. Mm-hmm. Looks like they wanted to put it. But I'm not, we're not going to go get into that because it's so fresh. The point I'm trying to make is that right now, this is why they're claiming. But what happened recently, just 2 weeks ago or maybe a week and a half ago, what did Project Veritas break out with? They broke out with that the Pfizer employees were caught on video admitting that they were actively suppressing information about the vaccine, right? And so I'm going to show you this video because, like Tim says, Pfizer and all these, you know, big pharma is wielding its big dick right now, and this is what's happening. They don't like to be quite yet. Tim, go ahead.
So real quick, before we get into that, I know we don't want to cover the Ashley Biden because it's so new, but there is something very interesting there. When that story broke, right, everybody said it was fake. But by them going into PV, you know, into these journalists' homes, looking, mm-hmm. you know, rating it and everything.
It's not fake.
The FBI and SDNY just openly admitted this is real. That really was her diary and everything in there. With the shit she was saying, that how Joe Biden would take showers with her, molested her, all this shit.
Yeah, dude.
So the crap that was in that diary is really dark. So the fact that they mistakenly admitted to it.
That it's true because we don't want to get into some legal shit. But like you say, Tim, I think you can deduce that by, you know, reclaiming it or whatever. But the thing is that Project Veritas, James O'Keefe says, look, guys, we went to law enforcement when we were given this. We went to law enforcement and said, here it is. Take it back. Nobody wanted it. He said they all rejected it. Mm-hmm. And so again, this points to they were set up. It could be real. It could be fake. Oh, whatever it is, it looks like Project Veritas, they tried to set them up to have reason to go out and target them, folks.
Correct.
But why? Because, again, Project Veritas has been doing a lot of undercover work for all these years, and never has to have them. The three-letter agencies, never have they been involved like this. And so I don't think it's coincidental that shortly after, because they caught, let me show you this video, they caught this Pfizer employee. Funny shit, bro. Watch this shit. Ay, ay, ay.
Vanessa Gelman, I'm a reporter with Project Veritas.
Run, Vanessa!
Telling Pfizer employees not to report.
Run!
Miss, what else are you hiding from the public? Miss, what else are you hiding from
the first
public?
Time you've ever ran that fast.
So obviously,
I wish it would have fell because that would have made the video that much better. Oh, I'm not gonna lie.
Poor Vanessa.
You see the size of her?
Yeah. Why are they always fucking unhealthy? And they're the experts on health, motherfuckers. But hold on, listen to this. So hold on. So what it was they were. I remember now. They were covering the fact that they were using stem cells of aborted babies to do this type of research. So there is legal claim to religious exemption to this bullshit. And this is why a lot of these things that happened, we're going to get into this red tsunami that happened because PA, bro, they sweeped the Supreme Court justice in the state of Pennsylvania went red. They swept across the board on all the statewide courts, judges. So look, I, because we were talking about COVID and all this, I did want to talk about one more thing that also broke during the time that we've been out, because we've been out for a little bit. And this is very important, especially for people, you know, dog lovers out there. And you guys know where I'm going with this. And this trended, and obviously it's off the radar now, but this is very important, folks, because I look at, I've told you guys a story, and I don't know how much I'm going to share, but I always look at how do people treat animals, right? And in my opinion, the way that you treat an innocent creature reveals a lot about who you are. Okay, mm-hmm. So what happened? Dr. Fauci is linked to some medical research that involved the torturing of dogs, dude. Did you guys hear about this story?
Torture. Mm-hmm. I heard a little bit about torturing. What do they mean by torturing?
So what they would do is let me put it on. Let me bring it up here because I'm going to read it as. Oh God, hope it is okay. So, so this is what they were doing. Our investigators show that Fauci's NIH division shipped part of 375,000 grants to a lab in Tunisia to drug beagles and lock their heads in mesh cages filled with hungry sandflies so that the insects could eat them alive.
Oh, wow.
This is torture. Evil. This is evil and this is torture.
Yeah, that's torture, They're, yeah.
They removed their voice. They removed their vocals so they couldn't bark.
Right, yeah.
And the see, if this would have, because remember what happened? You guys may not remember, but remember Mitt Romney? Mitt Romney puts his dog on top of his car, and everybody comes out like, "Oh my God, you dog torture! You know what I mean?" You guys remember this? It was all over the news, like nonstop. Mitt Romney, you know, hates his dog. He's a dog torturer. Here we have the guy who's making all these medical decisions, who thinks that you shouldn't be able to celebrate Christmas and Thanksgiving, folks. This Dr. Fauci, and he's involved or he's linked to this bullshit, and the news media is completely ignoring it. In fact, covering for it. In fact, calling anybody who sheds light to this a crazy right winger. And TikTok was actively removing these type of videos because guess what? Oh, it violated their community guidelines because it talked bad about dogs. Meanwhile, they wouldn't have done this for Trump. If Trump was involved, if the Trump corporation was involved with this type of bullshit, oh, you better believe there would have been investigation and riots in the street, and PETA would have been up in arms. Where's PETA now, folks?
Oh.
They said something, but then they quietly disappeared.
Do you you asked the question. Do you know what PETA's biggest concern is this month, this week?
Don't tell me COVID.
No, nothing to do with COVID.
Oh, sorry.
One of PETA's main priorities for the last whatever month or so is they want to rename the bullpen in baseball.
Yeah.
Ballparks. They don't want it called bullpen anymore.
Because the Bulls will be offended.
That is PETA's biggest problem. Uh-huh. You've heard this, right, Tim? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right,
this is what PETA is up to. Fauci is sending money to Tunisia to torture beagles. Silent. Radio silence. But hey, baseball's calling a pin where they warm up pitchers, the bullpen. Oh my God, that's got to change.
Yeah.
Really, PETA? You have zero credibility. Zero credibility.
Let's be real. They all have zero credibility. They are rewriting history. They're redoing rule. Like they're just so far beyond. And this goes back into what we were about to talk about with the whole red wave. They've gone too far. Like you can have a happy medium, right? You want to have your pronouns and you know all that crap. Fine, whatever. But you started forcing it on everybody. These are the ramifications to now you don't have the boogeyman. You don't have boogeyman Trump that everybody could use for 5 years, right? They used him for 5 years, right? To spew all their hate and get everybody, like the guy didn't even have a real presidency in a way because it was most of everybody hating on him. So they never knew what he really did good. Because if they actually got to see everything he did good, people would have been like, dude, he was actually really good. You know, his policies were really good. He's an idiot. Like, we think he's an idiot, but his policies were really good, right? It benefited us. But
he's an idiot because he spoke out against the bullshit?
But his tweet, you know, all the stuff that people don't like about him, right? His brashness. But they would have been able to look past it, and they are now because his numbers are through the roof. Like, right now, if he wins, they people are calling for him back.
All the things that people love about Tim is what Trump had.
Nobody likes anything about Tim.
But anyway. I like how Tim talked because Tim, you and Trump are one and the same. You realize that, right? You both shoot from the hip. Don't give a shit. Stop me when I'm lying.
Right, but I'm not running for office right now.
You should be.
I know, right? I probably should. But what I'm saying is,
win.
$153 that guy spent on Dunkin' Donuts.
We'll talk about that.
Anyway, I'm the Dunkin' Donuts guy. That's me. Mm. Anyway, but you got to remember, like, the guy did so much good, and now people looking at it going, shit, he was right when he said he's going to sell all your jobs out there. He's going to do all this, and it's happening, right? The only thing, my biggest gripe was the vaccines. He's definitely still pushing that, which still bothers the hell out of me because of being that day. But anyway.
Yeah.
But majority of his policies were right. You know what I'm saying? They were spot on in what this country needs. The wokeness is destroying this country and people have had enough. And I kept saying it. I said, the minute they go for the children, I said, that's when you're going to see the uprising. And Virginia, New Jersey proved it. But specifically Virginia, because Virginia was going to, McAuliffe was going to win. McAuliffe, hands down, was going to win. If the Daily Wire did not break that story and then McAuliffe got caught
we'll
on record in that debate.
I don't want to jump the gun because we're going to lead into that. But before, because I don't want to leave this mandate bullshit that's happening. Because I wanted to talk about also what Fauci, he got destroyed because we missed a lot, right? And Tim, these are the fucking things you were saying to me. So DeSantis fucking destroys Fauci, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I love that, man.
You guys see this? Did you guys see these videos? Tell me you saw these videos. Okay, for the listener, if you've been living under
a rock. I watched a lot of DeSantis stuff.
Okay, so, and you know what? After watching this, I think, and after watching things that have been, that he said, that he's doing, I think Tim's right. I think he would make a great, great person. I think he should run.
I like how I called that 6 months ago, and now it's Tim that had the great idea.
Okay, Tim and Heidi, but more Heidi. All right, we'll go with that. How about that,
yeah,
Heidi?
Yeah, it's all Heidi. No, it's Heidi, but
September 14th, 1978, right, baby.
But again, it's not just about his words. It's about his actions.
Yes. What he's doing.
His actions is actually proving to be what we need in Washington, D.C. right now.
So for me, this was the selling point. And let me play this video because it's worth watching. And I love what he said.
It's now the new motto for Florida, you know. That's not real. Yeah.
Oh, no, this is the wrong. God damn it. This is the wrong one. Hold on.
What are you watching?
Oh, my God.
No, this is
porn?
No, are you watching porn?
No, this is I was going to talk about this. So this is a guy who is a Cuban. First Halloween he's celebrating and his reaction.
Oh, in America?
In America, yeah.
Are you watching porn?
No.
Shut the fuck up. You're weird. All right, hold on. That's not it. But so I'll just mention it. So DeSantis, what did he say? God damn it. It was a line. It was a quote. And everybody's been quoting it all over Twitter. God damn it. What did he say? Do you remember, Tim? About Fauci?
No. I know.
Like something. I know freedom? He said it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Let me
freedom Google. Over Fauciism?
No,
you can find it quickly, I'm sure.
He's the one that he started talking about the Biden administration. He's like, oh, wait, the Brandon administration?
Yeah, but that was recent. He's been doing shit for the past 11 months. Like, if you go back to January when shit hit the fan, he's just freaking every day. I love watching. Every day I look for his latest shit.
Does he do a press conference every day?
I don't, twice a little week, bit more.
Yeah, it's just every day something new comes out or some new clip or some new something. And then, of course, I get extra because Samantha knows how much I like him. And so she will, there things happen and then she sends me, did you see this or did you? So I see it every day just because I'm looking for it every day.
Yeah, okay.
He's been fighting this administration on every battle
from
for
the beginning,
people, right?
I'm sure.
So the OSHA mandate. He said, we're not following it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's illegal in the state of Florida. We will do extra legislation on it. I'm calling a special.
Oh, I found a quote. So he says, a recession is when your neighbor loses his job.
Yeah.
A recovery is when Fauci loses his.
Yeah. Well, so actually there was a line missing. So a recession is when your neighbor loses his job. A depression is when you lose your job.
There you go.
A recovery is when Dr. Fauci loses his job.
Yeah. Okay.
I love it.
Yeah, I could go for that.
That should be that should be a quote on a t-shirt. I love it. I love it. And that, look, like Tim says, he's a fighter. And that's what we need in our party, man. We need fighters.
He is the perfect combination of, he's got that political suave, right? And he's got that Trumpism, right? Where he's a polished Trump.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When people say that diamond in the rough, Trump is very rough. He's a rough diamond, a little polished. But DeSantis, to me, when I see the way he is, even his mannerism, he talks like Trump. But he is that true polished.
He's the perfect cut.
Yes.
The perfect four C's. Polished. Yeah.
He knows how to, he knows when to speak. He knows how to articulate his sentences. He knows when to be very political. But he also knows when he can joke around about the Let's Go Brandon stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not political suicide.
Like he went down to Daytona during bike week and he could hang out with the bikers and be a biker. And then he turned around and went over to the college and he sat in the college and he watched the football game in the college. And then to that point, he goes and he turns around and he stands in front of Congress and Senate and whatever. And he plays that role there. He's to your point, he's very, and damn, does he look good in a sailor's suit?
Well, keep it in your pants, and his military gear,
like he suits up for military, and you are gonna get fucked up.
There's a puddle right under his seat. I'm telling you, girl boner.
He served in the military, but he also was a congressman.
He was in Congress for a while,
and he served during wartime, actively in the middle of wartime.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the whole picture of what you want.
All right, sorry. Package. Yeah, we're getting off track here.
So, let's talk about Beagles. Let's move on. No, so we're going to move on into the what led to this red wave that's happening, and we've been covering it on this show, folks. You know that. But there's more that has happened, and you know, like Tim said, you know, they went after the children, and the suburban soccer mom was not going to have it, you know, and this is what we're seeing. But before I get there, I did want to talk about what has led to that. Okay, now something happened. I think it was this week, but again, it's just the product of the woke culture that we're living in. And I want to show you guys. So Microsoft has a town hall. Did you guys watch this latest town hall by Microsoft?
No, I haven't.
It was the most painful thing.
I'm gonna say this.
I thought it was a joke. Yes. I thought it was a joke.
No. But you
I
know
thought
what?
Somebody was fucking with me on Twitter. When I saw the video, I thought somebody made a meme.
You, like
a meme video.
You're right, Tim. Normally, you would think this is parody, but again, the time that we're living in the arena of the oppression Olympics, victimhood is currency, folks, and gender pronouns are mass-produced commodity, okay? So let me show you this goddamn fucking video by Microsoft. I should have started the show with, my name is Nelson, he, him, wearing a brown shirt. No, because listen to, they describe everything that they're wearing, and what? You're like, what is happening here?
I'm not
kidding. Let's play this.
So ironically, before you hit play, for Halloween at our friend's Halloween party, I didn't go, but that was going to be my costume. Before this Microsoft thing even happened, I was going to go as, hello, my name is Karen. My preferred pronouns are, I was going to go all out because I knew where I was going. Yeah, you know what I mean? But then I got sick and headache and I just couldn't go.
Culture has infiltrated corporate America. And this has been for a while now, but this is full on now. And just watch this. This is not parody, folks. I thought, like Tim said, I thought this was parody. This is not parody. This is real life.
Hello, everyone. I'm Natalie Gadilla. I'm a Caucasian woman with long blonde hair, and I go by she, her. I'm a product marketing lead here at Microsoft and co-host of the podcast Security Unlocked with this guy.
Yes, that would be me. Hello, everyone. I'm Nick Fillingham. I'm a Caucasian man with glasses and a beard. I go by he, him, and I'm a security evangelist here at Microsoft. We are so excited to be with
you. Okay. All right. Now, this is not the only... because this went on. Yeah, go ahead, Jeremy.
The Asian one was the best.
What? So, wait, we have to specify the color of our hair when we introduce ourselves now?
I have no idea.
Skin color, apparently.
What you're wearing? Because he's like, I wear my glasses.
Hair description.
What? Beard?
Should I indicate what birth control I'm on and whether or not I'm vaccinated? I'm confused.
By the way, this one takes the cake.
Lives of TikTok is great, bro. It's a girl. By the way, do you know that? She finally revealed that it's a girl who's actually publishing a lot of these?
Yeah.
She's freaking great.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's a girl. And a lot of people are shocked.
I need to find this if they're that funny.
Libs of TikTok. Find it. It's on Twitter. They tweet the best liberal.
I've turned so many people onto Libs of TikTok. Like my friends in New York that don't have Twitter, they actually go to Libs of TikTok every day just to see what's going on.
I want
to
do it, but I know that my TikTok's going to make noise, but I want to find it.
Twitter. No, go to Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this person goes in and combs TikTok for all these crazy videos, and they're responsible for a lot of these teachers getting fired and exposing a lot of this crazy crap going on in school.
Exactly.
All right, because kids are stupid.
So this doesn't end there. Again, more of Microsoft's woke town hall. It doesn't end there. Now, as you're listening to some of these, I want you to think: what would be the logic, reasonable explanation to why they're doing this? And some people guess in the comments here, but just keep watching this.
My name is Allison Wines. I'm a senior program manager in our developer tools division. I'm an Asian and white female with dark brown hair wearing a red sleeveless top.
And I'm Seth Juarez, program manager of the AI platform group. I'm a tall Hispanic male wearing a blue shirt, khaki pants, Today, we kick off 2 days of learning more about the latest solutions, exploring how these key innovations can empower you to do great things, and connecting with peers it doesn't around keep going, the world.
All right, hold on. I'm going to show you one more. Right. One more. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
And I want you to... Oh, shit. Hold on. Maybe it's under here. Hold on. No. Shit, I lost the other one. Okay, there was one more. But okay, hold on. Why do you think they would do this?
So the only thing that can come to my mind is maybe for the... hearing impaired or the...
Blind?
Hearing impaired.
Visually they can impaired? See?
But how if you're blind, how would you know what blue is?
How are you a computer programmer?
Not completely blind, but like people have really... I don't know. I'm throwing something out here, man.
There's only one answer. They're crazy.
They're crazy.
Okay. Microsoft's...
The only non-crazy answer that I have is that maybe it has something to do with people who are watching this who may not be able to distinguish between the two people talking. I don't know.
This is what happens when you allow big corporations to run your entire life. Microsoft, Facebook, Twitter, the big pharma, like all these corporations run every aspect of your life, to what you see, what you read, what you watch, to what you eat, to what medicines you take.
So I think I just found Timmy's future wife. Can you update your Libs of TikTok? Like, go to that Libs of TikTok and play they posted an hour ago.
Oh,
no,
Jesus.
This is definitely Timmy's future.
Oh, I probably watched it already. I'm on there all day long. Like, it's my favorite thing in the world.
Don't you have a job?
I do.
It's his future wife.
But this is a byproduct of this woke culture being forced on you, that people are rebelling.
I went
against.
Straight to their site.
We ain't got.
No, it's right there. It's right here. It's within the first four. Keep going. I just found it's right. One more. Oh,
Jesus.
Right there. There it is.
Wait, Edward Dirt guy fucking canceled? He got suspended off Twitter.
I don't know. Here. It's
oh, my
future.
God.
It's your future. This is what you can come home to. This is what you can live with.
All right, so hold on.
The boobs don't go past the belly. The boobs don't go past the belly.
There's no
nothing
boobs.
Goes past it's that belly.
There's a penis on it.
Yeah, exactly. There's no boobs.
I know, but I want to make sure everybody else understands.
Where were we? What were we back
along those lines, Heidi? So again, the woke culture and what the thing that Microsoft, the things that Microsoft is trying to appease, because I don't know what to call them anymore. So I'm just going to show you this video, okay, of a trans dude upset because people don't assume when they look at him that he's a female, okay? So I want you to watch this video, and why would people make that mistake? Why are people so insensitive as to, they should know.
Have been faced with discrimination from your staff.
I'm so sorry that you feel discriminated, but I mean, we have employees here.
That
are gay. If you're saying that they are gay, I mean, they're here. They work here.
So and I'm not gay.
I don't say that.
We're talking about my gender.
Oh, it doesn't matter to you. I'm sorry. I mean, but to me, I'm a male.
Okay. Okay.
So what are you? So I can call you a sir or ma'am. What are you?
What would you assume looking at me?
What are you?
What would you assume looking at me?
Okay.
I assume that you're a man.
You what? this person is upset because he doesn't automatically assume. And I'm sorry for the listener, but bro, there's no chance in hell that anybody's going to look at you. I mean, come on, man.
So we're supposed to, hold on. So are we supposed to make the assumption that it's a woman when we look at this clearly a male?
That's what they're demanding.
Because it's wearing lipsticks? Lipstick?
Yeah.
I mean, what about the man that puts on chapstick and his, because I've seen this, that men where they put on their chapstick and they are men, but the chapstick gives
men.
Them.
If they wear chapstick, they're not.
They
men.
Are too. Fucking so, A. But it gives a special color to their lips because it's that clear chapstick and it makes it shiny. Am I supposed to assume now that that's a woman? Because
so I have a friend, Jeremy, met she, her, him. Same thing. She legally changed her name, went through the whole process. And every day, that's why I don't even follow. I don't even follow it on. I don't follow anything they say on Instagram, because it's just every other post is, oh, I'm traveling to a show and oh, getting mislabeled every day. I'm like, you do realize that 99%, you know, 95% of people, when they see characteristics that look like a male, they're gonna say, hey, what's up, dude? You know what I mean? They just, it's programmed. You know what I mean? And she gets pissed. You know, and I try to be like, even when like we text and everything, like, you know, sends me a text. You know how hard it is for me to not say, dude, I don't want to hear it. Right. Because it's out of respect for that, because they're my friend, but it's every other day. It's do realize if everybody thinks you're a guy, you know, like you but might think the thing is, okay, you know what I mean?
But let me take it away from people, what people think. Let's look at reality. Science says you have a dick, you're a man.
Yeah. The science is that you're a man. Your mental state thinks you're a female.
That's
too different.
No, mental state does not. You are sick and you have a problem and you need help. In the meantime, I have the answer. I would like these individuals to start wearing a tag, just so we know, so we can see it. Like, it's a pin. You can magnetically attach it to your... I have one that says Heidi. I'm a agent for whatever. And it magnet just clips on, and I can wear that to identify who I am. So, fine. That's how you feel, then identify what you want us to call you by. Because clearly, nothing is going to appease you until you...
But that's the problem. Yeah. This is the problem with the society. We are catering to
I'm not saying crazies. I'm going to abide by it. I'm just saying
you know, and you've been saying this forever. First it was, you know, acceptance. Then accept. Now it's
celebrate, praise.
Now, if you do not have sex with a tranny, transgender.
Tranny is a different thing.
Transvestite female.
And transgender, right? So two different things.
So same thing. It's a female dressed as a male.
Yeah. What's the difference, Jeremy? Same
shit. Transgender. They're changing their sex. They're mutilating their body.
No. They still have a dick.
Just dress like a girl.
They dress like a girl.
But now, if I'm on Bumble and I say I will not go on a date with a transgender.
Yeah.
You are considered now a transphobic. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, I want to fuck a pussy, not a guy dressed as a fucking... That means I'm gay. You know what I'm saying? If I want a transgender female, right? It's really a dude. I don't want a dick in my ass. I'm sorry.
Okay, so if they have...
I want a pussy. I want to put my dick in that pussy's ass.
Yeah, so if the dick is removed and it's tucked and it's made into a pussy, are you okay with that?
No.
No.
Well, wait a minute. How would you know the difference, though, based on what you just said? Exactly. You said a pussy. If it's a pussy, it's a pussy.
Let's think about it.
People having it taken off and tucked and sewn.
If they go through the full-blown surgery, I mean, technically, you are fucking a pussy. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
A wet one, too.
No, you know what?
Okay. I would still have a problem.
It's a lie. Because those same goddamn people... who say, oh, no, you have to accept, if you're not having sex with a transvestite, then you are a transphobic, right? Those same goddamn people, if they found out that you're a conservative, they won't have sex with you. So are they conservophobic?
True.
So this is why
we have to throw it back at
the whole lie about this whole shit. So exactly. Now, who gets hurt here? And look, this whole movement was started... And again, when women got into the arena of policymaking and all this shit, they had good hearts. I'm not going to take that away from them. And to this day, we are testing to see if this is going to work. But so far, congratulations, women. You played yourselves, because all this compassion that you had for this has led to the women's role in society. What do I mean by that? Okay. Let me show you this video of the first woman So did you see this from the former medical?
I am honored to serve as the first female four-star officer of the U.S. Public Health Service Commissioned Corps.
Come on.
Tucker Carlson face.
I mean, that sums it up right there.
Exactly. That's my facial expression.
That is an insult.
It is.
Because now, because all this, oh, women equality and women could do whatever. You've been replaced by a man that dresses as a female. So he's taking credit for being the first female. So everything that you females have tried to...
Okay, first of all, this is not the fault of only females. And y'all need to recognize how fucking men have played a role in this, too.
I promise you, if men would have been making a lot of these decisions... Look, men are the ones who... look,
are you kidding me?
I can say certain things around men that I can't say around women. Because men are... Is this true or not? Are we living a lie here?
Yeah, because...
You're not everybody, Heidi. You're not everybody.
No, I understand that. But men played a role, too. Men played a role by not being involved in helping raise the kids. By allowing... But I mean,
fucking 14th Amendment, women's suffrage. God damn it!
No. Yeah. Okay. Hold on.
I saw this. I saw this post from a girl.
Hold on. Wait.
I still put up.
Heidi never let Heidi get anything. Let her.
No.
Without the emotional, without screaming, explain how this is the
without
man's
being
fault.
A woman.
Okay, I have to pee. You guys go ahead and do your misogynics.
No, I'm going back. I was being actually serious because
without crying,
then you get. Because we all get hyper and then we start arguing. Like, just get your point across, like, so that we can listen. Yeah. Because the hysteria drives
and
us to argue.
And to what I think was Heidi's point is that we have raised.
Did I just mansplain her without mansplaining?
You did. You're like, without crying and bitching and complaining.
But you see how this works? Like, get your point across.
No, Jeremy, you were going to say something. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But I wasn't trying to be mean. I was just because she was getting hyper and screaming into the mic. And it's just like we get excited and we never get the point across because we get so excited.
From what I understood, what Heidi said is that you can't blame it all on women because for the last two generations.
Now, as I was saying. Oh,
see, now he's speaking on her behalf. So now he's really mansplaining.
Yeah.
So
let Heidi explain.
No, go ahead, Jeremy.
You know, because you said you're blaming men as well. So.
Right.
Explain.
So let me see if I'm understanding what Heidi's saying. We've raised multiple generations of pussies.
Okay. Well, okay.
All right. We have pussies that are growing up with these fucked up ideas that have been drilled into their heads by their idiot mothers for generations. Right?
Just mothers? Mothers are the only ones drilling
idiot
things.
Yes, because the fathers aren't there because they're pieces of shit.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. And so we have these generations of pussies that have matriculated into our society. And so can you blame the single mother or the loving mother for everything? No. It's not completely her fault.
It's absent fathers.
You know, if the father was there and saw that his son was being raised like a pussy and he was a man, he would have stepped up and said, no, stop teaching my son to be a pussy.
But
he's a pussy now.
Right, okay, so in the meantime, men also decided that women needed to fucking work. And they can't be there to raise the kids, and they can't bullshit. Before it even came down to women not raising kids, women were the ones raising the kids out on the farms, out on the ranches, out on all that shit.
Man who decided that women need to go work?
It was a combination. Everybody's sitting, the three of you guys are saying it's all the fault of a woman. The woman only raised pussies. The woman only did this. The man wasn't there to raise him. It was the woman's fault. It's not all the woman's fault.
I thought I just clarified
that. But you're blaming it on women raising pussies because men weren't involved.
So there's also another aspect to this. There's also another aspect to the man point. There's a lot of men that are fathers that let their wives do everything because they don't want to hear them. Because they don't want to hear them. So when they see the kid
they were raised by pussies.
No. The problem is they married a female that they shouldn't have because she looked good or whatever, and they pay to make her happy. So they, a lot of them, sit back, let the women do everything because if they argue, you know what happens? They lose sex. So they would rather get sex once a month and not hear their wife talk, and they could just do whatever and play video games and be absentee or whatever. And they, oh, fuck it. You want to raise it? Yeah, cool. You have all the say.
That's today, though. I'm talking about what built up to today.
Well, no. Women's suffrage. I mean, a lot of more women were wanting to get into the right to vote and the work, the women's suffrage. I don't think there was a lot of men saying, oh, yeah.
You know? Look, to Heidi's
supported
point,
it, but
Heidi, you're right. When it comes to both are to blame. Both. We all, as a society, made this decision collectively. Not necessarily us, but the genders, both sexes created this. However, what I do want to say is that it is an over feminization of society that has brought us here. And what do I mean by that? Right. So by nature, women are more accommodating to the other person's emotions. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I guess that's my point, is that we as a society have moved over to an over feminized society. And I think it is because there are more women making the decisions now. And anybody who stands up against that and says, hey, folks, we should value the traditional way of raising kids, of the gender roles. We should value this stuff. There's thousands and thousands of years of human evolution, maybe millions of years of human evolution that has led us here. And all of a sudden we want to say, no, let's change it all. And change biology and change everything. And I don't think it works that way. I don't think we're wired that way. I don't think we're, you know, even our social economic, our social structures are not set up that way. And so we're shaking this up and we're thinking, oh, yeah, let's make it work. And I think we're setting ourselves up for danger. Another point that I want to make on here, which is, again, things are happening that are circumventing women's role in society, which is bad for women. Let me show you this other video again, because this one here, and oh shit, you can't hear it, but a boy wins the first, what is it?
Homecoming queen?
Homecoming
king.
He's a queen. So he, yeah. And again, so this has hurt a young woman in her, you know, high school years, who is now removed from, is not able to get that because a man has taken that away from her. A man who thinks he's a girl. And we can look at that and say, oh, that's beautiful, compassion, and a lot of people will praise this. But I look at that and I say, that's danger for women, because you're slowly being pushed away from the things that were traditionally for women. And it's not going to end there, folks. It's not. It's going to go everywhere. And then we're going to sit back and we're going to be like, oh, look, men are winning every single women's sports thing. Men are back. And so what did we do? We became so woke that we woke women out of the role. That's what's happening.
Well, I mean, so hold on. But then we're doing just what I'm going to blend two things, but I'm going to start by first with this. So then we're doing exactly what you guys are talking about as a society. We're taking you back to men ruling all and women just being.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's so in the end,
indirectly.
So in the end, yeah. Happening. So in the end, you're going to get your way anyways. And the men need to step up to the plate.
The people that are saying that they're all about women's rights and everything else, they're the ones that are actually hurting everybody that supports them. With
totally
their progressive policies.
Yep.
Progressive policies are in progress.
Right.
They're progress for them, but really not for the people that support it, because eventually they will be phased out.
Right. And I'm not, I understand what you're saying, and that's my whole point, right? Is so in the end, the men that believe that women fucked up the world, like you all do, the men will be back in control soon enough.
No.
And then
no,
in the meantime, hold on, this isn't, and this, wait, no,
Kamala
because
Harris
that's,
is about to prove that.
What I'm just saying,
correctly.
That's the theme. If you go back and you listen, because we re-listen to a lot of these, that's the theme on the Salty Show for the most part. So the second thing, though, that goes right along with that is, it's happening with, and I don't want to step on toes, but it's happening also when you have the Black community. They're doing the same thing to themselves. They're putting themselves right back into that world of slavery and suppression and everything else. Colin Kaepernick and his bullshit.
Yep.
So we're watching it. We're watching it. They want, they bitched, moaned, BLM did all this rioting and everything else. And now you're seeing, well, you can't get vaccinated and you're being discriminated against to get into XYZ places. So the tables are turning everything that was back in the early 1900s and 1800s and 1700s and that whole way of life of living on the farms and living out there on the earth. Like we may have technology, but folks, a lot of that stuff is going to come back around and we're going to be back in those same places. And conservatism and traditionalism will win in the end.
and I know we got to get back on, and I know we got to get back on track, but to some of your points, you're 100% seeing it right now. Cause right now, New York City, you're seeing BLM, going, you know, they're protesting in front of the, you know, the Barclays Center because Kyrie Irving, you know, they're standing up for Nicki Minaj, Eric Adams, the new mayor of New York City. They swarmed him, say, about these vaccine mandates. You are seeing New York City coming together based on this mandate that people know it's wrong because it's discriminatory. So it's opening a lot of eyes. And to get back on track with this Virginia race, we saw it in Virginia. Youngkin made big strides, and they don't want to talk about this. And this is why they really are going after this race in particular. They're going after Youngkin because he made great strides with the Hispanic community. I think he got over 52% with the Hispanic vote, but he made very big strides in the Black vote, especially with Black women. You know what I mean? He made a big jump. You know, it went from like 19 to 24, but you still got 5% McAuliffe's way. McAuliffe is your governor. You know what I'm saying?
Lieutenant, that 5%, they made governor a, who won is Black.
And that was good.
Yeah. I mean,
and female veteran.
But this is where you see the racism coming in. But it's not from conservatives. It's not from white people. It's from other Black progressives. Mm-hmm. Joy Reid and the other guy that was on her show. And this guy's been very vocal about going after anybody, any Black conservative. He literally said, this was his words. A Black voice saying white speech or something like that. He said this on Joy Reid's show. He's basically saying that this is a Black face spewing white talking points and gets away with this, bro. Gets away with it. Mm-hmm. Kendi Abram, he gets away with saying all this crap about Black conservatives. And I'm sitting there going, if they turn around and they said that about, and if they turn around and like, if it wasn't Nicki Minaj, if let's say it was Tim Scott or one of them, and called her Uncle Tamiana, right? Oh my God, he would have had to resign his Senate seat. You know what I'm saying? But Nicki Minaj, she can get away. You know, she was able to say because she's still seen as a liberal, Democrat, whatever. But there's two sets of rules. If you are a Black conservative, the first Black lieutenant governor.
Oh yeah,
in the state of Virginia,
completely ignored that.
Media
one.
Ignored it.
Oh my God,
Kamala Harris, first Black vice president. Media, oh look at this. This is diversity, and look about Kamala Harris got ahead by giving head, and that was. You know what I'm saying? Yes. This she served the country. She's Jamaican, and she's like serving the military was the best. Was the biggest honor of my life because I got to see. I love this country. You know what I mean? And you say, she's white supremacist. You can't make this up. You cannot make this up.
Yeah.
And we have to fight, and we're fighting. We're fighting.
Yeah. And the problem is the media supports all this crazy idea.
Not as much anymore as you think.
Well, they're good. Losing it needs a lot to be of zero, but as of now, they hide shit.
And at the end, I want to bring something up based on the media, okay?
Okay.
Not about... We get to the end of the show because 100% something major happened yesterday that proved 100% that the media is full of shit. And again, it's one more thing that proved that Trump was right when he said you're fake fucking news. We're going to get into that in a minute.
All right.
But we got to keep going about the red wave because
yes. And so one more thing about this whole woke culture, and then we'll talk about. Because this is what's led to the red wave, folks. It's a culmination of all this shit that people are sick and tired of. The majority of America is tired of this bullshit. And I think this time around, you know, if DeSantis runs,
I think it's going to be so big that the Democrats are not going to be able to cheat, and I think Virginia proves it because they tried. They were like going to try to do a 3 a.m. dump, and it didn't work. He was leading by so much. So I want to show you this video here, because this is what this madness leads to. This is not the culmination of it. This is just only going to get worse. I showed you Microsoft, the insanity. I don't know what the fuck that is, but this is what it. This is where it finds fertile ground for this bullshit. Let me show you this video. Okay.
And oh my God, this is horrible.
Listen to this person rattle off their identity. I guess it's an auctioneer rattling off.
There. I'm Cody, pronouns EM, ers, or ZZM, zers, or really any neo pronouns that aren't Z, her, hers. I am a white, transmasculine, femme, non binary, temporarily, mostly able bodied, neurodivergent, obsessive, compulsive, chronically ill, culturally Jewish, Unitarian Universalist, non-monogamous, demi-low-romantic, gray demi-bisexual, survivor of acute and complex trauma, millennial, and cat parent in mental health recovery.
I think about it sometimes. Maybe, like, an asteroid isn't that bad.
Sorry. All right, so again,
press 1 to speak to the operator. Press 2 for billing. Press 3 if you want to renew your subscription.
Now, that person would be completely offended if somebody didn't get anything right. Now, do you think that person remembers everything that they just rattled off? They don't remember everything that they just. She was fucking reading. I don't know what the fuck it was reading. All those descriptions. But that person, I bet you anything, would be offended if you forgot any of their fucking pronouns and fucking descriptions. It's insanity. We will never win at this.
Do you care?
No.
And do you care?
And to your point, if let's say you had a conversation and you responded, "Oh, hey, what's up, Z-Sers?" You know, and you did that. And then you said, "Oh, by the way, I'm a conservative." You would see her cat lady squeal at the top of her lungs like you just raped it. You know what I mean? Like, she would be squealing so loud that you would literally have to run away or punch her in the face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it would just, the meltdown. Because you have to accept her and talk about, and you have to do everything right for them. But they don't respect you. So if you don't respect me, why the fuck should I respect you? It's a two-way fucking street. If you respect me and my principles, I will respect yours. I'm okay with that, but I know they don't.
No, because so you know what they'll say?
Are we pandering?
You know what they'll say is because what they'll say is, well, no, why would I respect Hitler? That's how they justify it. And so to your point, but, Jeremy, where is, do we care? No, I give two shits about what that person calls themselves and what the person expects. I'm not going to do it. However, what's happening is that they're infiltrating our school systems. They're infiltrating corporate America. They're infiltrating government. They're infiltrating everything, folks. And so what happens, right? And let's get into the red wave, because suburban moms, soccer moms, just sent a message to the Democratic Party in Virginia, and this is Virginia and across the country. It was a red tsunami, folks. The media is trying to downplay it. And what the message was is, don't come after our children. I think this was the silver lining, and we've said this over and over. When kids were staying at home and parents were listening in on what the fuck was happening, and they got a hold of the literature, and they got to know what the fuck was in the libraries, and they got to find out that fucking boys are now in the women's bathrooms, and a father finds out that while one of those boys is in the same bathroom with his girl, fucking rapes the girl or something. Father is livid about this shit. This all happens in Loudoun County, folks. Okay? And so all this is happening. And people woke up, and this was a total repudiation of what's been happening. And so the message to every conservative going forward is this fight, should be these mainstream cultural issues that are hot topics. This is a winning strategy, because folks are watching the old legacy media, who the CNNs of the world, they no longer control the narrative, folks. People are now getting this information from social media. And that's why social media is on, high gear, trying to remove anybody who is questioning, because they know this is how information is disseminated. It is. The whole thing that we say, the left can't meme, the right memes, and they meme very well. fuck Joe Biden and let's go branding. Those trends are hitting huge to the point where you have the president of the United States having to respond to what the fuck is let's go branded. Okay. So this is why the legacy media knows this. They're dead. And why we have to fight. So what happened with the red wave? Let's talk about what happened. Virginia. Glenn Youngkin defeats Terry McAuliffe. Parents realize that, you know, the schools where they're teaching CRT, we cannot allow this. What else happened? That we already talked about the attorney general, also in Virginia, a Republican. The lieutenant governor, Republican, not just Virginia. Now, I did want to show you this message. Her latest tweets, what's her name again?
It's like Winsome. Oh my God. Winsome Sears.
Sears. I want to show you some of her tweets. These are fucking funny, dude. And I just watch these because these are her tweets.
These have been great. Yeah. Her team is great.
But she's tweeting this, folks. Okay. So, she's like, oh, I almost, and this is what's her name? Reed and what's her name?
Joy Reed.
Who I don't know who that person is, but basically is either. They're upset that they won. And this is that cat meme, okay? But let me keep going. this is the auction people, right? And the best we can do is blame white supremacy. You've seen that show that show where they
Pawn Stars.
It's like, yeah, this is the best that we're gonna be able to do is like,
oh, that's Jameel something. I forget her last name.
We're only gonna be able to sell you white supremacy, folks. We ain't got nothing. The news media. And this is the best one.
CRT buried.
Critical race theory. I like this one. You know, the same trick. The GOP is racist.
Yeah. One trick pony.
And she's tweeting these things out, folks. Again, this is, we have to go.
You have to fight back.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I said in the beginning, as much as whether you love them or hate them or whatever, as a concern, Trump proved and showed the way to win. You have to fight back because Your grandpa's GOP sat there and took it on the chin. The Lindsey Grahams who writes a letter, and but even though he's behind half this crap, you know, the Mitch McConnell, you know, all those guys, the Kissingers, all those neocons and that hate their they hate their constituents. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is a different party. They lost control of the GOP. It is MAGA. It is 100% MAGA. And this is why the red wave happened.
And you know
MAGA
what?
MAGA showed up.
You know what else?
All over the country.
Is that it is grassroots. There's no GOP leader leading this. There is none. And one thing that I don't know if do you guys remember the Drudge Report? I used to follow the Drudge Report. It was like on my homepage. I used to follow it. And after Matt Drudge left, I stopped watching because it's garbage now. But one thing that made Drudge Report really successful was what he would do is, he would take like local stories because it's the local news organizations, they do cover everything that's happening, you know, locally. And then the national news was ignoring a lot of that stuff. But what Matt Drudge was doing is he was grabbing a lot of these little stories and making them, putting them on the headlines. And people who went to Matt Drudge then went to those little stories. And that's how he was able to garner a lot of people who watches. It went to his page for news. So what changed? Where are people getting that now? Again, it's the TikToks. It's the Twitters of the world. It's the Facebooks. It's the Instagrams. This is where people are getting it because why? A local news organization, and this is a great example of this. There's a Democrat out in, where was this, New Jersey? I don't know, or Virginia. This is actually Virginia. A Democrat by the name of Chris Hurst in the 12th District. And again, only the local news covered this, folks, okay? But this went nationwide. Why? Because of social media. Chris Hurst from 12th District, he was pulled over after he was caught removing his opponent's signs. Now, you're like, okay, whatever. So the cop who confronts him, and I might play this video, but the cop who confronts him is like, Chris, what are you doing, man? Like, come on, I caught you. And now, the Chris Hurst lost, by the way, he lost his race, but the guy had his license suspended. Because he got a DUI a year prior, and he's out driving, removing signs.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, what are you doing, bro? Like, in his mind, he thinks he's above the law. You see what I'm saying? Like, what the hell? You have your license suspended, and you're driving around, running for office, thinking that you're not going to get caught? It's unbelievable. It's freaking weird. But
I think there's a lack of thinking going on in that particular party.
And we say it all the time because of their actions. It's rules for thee, not me. Mm-hmm. Right? Because you see them constantly breaking their own rules. You know, how many times the mayor in D.C., oh, mask mandate everywhere. And, oh, Chappelle's here. So, you know, no mask mandate because I want to see Dave Chappelle. You know, the chick out in the mayor of San Francisco. The real thing is you should be talking about Tony Tone getting back together again. I love Tony Tone, but you broke your own rules. So I don't give a shit about Tony. This is about you breaking your rules, not about Tony Tone. You know what I mean? Like, people are happy about that, but you broke your own rules because you were feeling it. But I feel it, too, all the time. I feel it all the time. I don't want to wear a mask, but I'm feeling God, and God tells me not to wear a mask. How about that? You know, the biggest leader, right? One of the biggest leaders at the national level of cancel culture, and I got to say, I'm not a big fan of him, but he's growing on me. Is Ben Shapiro, Loudoun County? But let's be honest, Loudoun County does not happen. Virginia stays Democrat. If it wasn't for the Daily Wire story, because they got a hold of it, they investigated it, they got the FOIA request, they went, and Matt Walsh started going to the school board meetings, and, you know, and then this all came about, and they forced in a debate, and McAuliffe would have lost by more because people already mailed in their ballots after that second debate.
What did he say?
So this is why you should
tell him what he said.
Terry McAuliffe said everything was fine until the parents showed up, right? And he goes, when they asked him, should parents be involved in what their kids learn? He goes, no. And he said it just like that. No, they shouldn't be involved. And then he tried to backtrack.
He went, he didn't say parents shouldn't be. What he said was, parents shouldn't tell schools what we can teach, what schools should teach.
Oh, but being involved, because they paraphrased it into being involved in what your kids learn. Like,
but it's like,
no, he was like, no, like, the schools.
No, that's the definition of being a parent. I should be able to decide what the fuck my kids are learning. What are you talking about? You're right. Yep. He said it late enough. And it was, I think, one of the latest debates where people had already mailed in their ballots. But it doesn't end just in Virginia, folks. Listen to this.
No.
I'm going to rattle off everything that happened. Again, the red wave. Texas. Texas House District 118, a Republican by the name of John Lujan was defeated, a Democrat. Actually, he defeated a Democrat by the name of Frank Ramirez. Listen to this, dude. 73% of the Hispanic vote.
Mm-hmm.
This is in Texas, right? Border state.
Biden carried that. Biden carried that because it's San Antonio.
I think he carried it by how many? Oh, by 14.
I think it was 18 or 20.
14. But he carried it by 14 points.
Yeah, plus 14.
Yeah. And so, okay,
he carried that plus 14.
I wanted to show you a video.
He carried
here.
Virginia, and real quick, he carried Virginia plus 10.
Yeah.
He carried Virginia plus 10. He carried New Jersey plus 15 or 16 and lost. Okay? Because even though this, Cittarelli probably is going to have to concede at some point, plus 16 to 1.5 point, you know, plus 2 with a margin of error.
And to the point, so back to Texas, right? So the leftist narrative is crumbling. And I want to show you this video of this Latino who is being asked by the news organization about this. And I love his response. Again, and let me say this before I play this. I have Latino friends of mine hitting me up, you know, telling me about Biden. They're like, oh,
what,
shit.
What are they telling you about Biden?
They said, they this is the message was, bro, gas prices, food shortages.
What'd you think was going to happen?
Yeah.
What'd you think was going to happen? You idiots. So,
did you guys see
that? Waking up. Yeah.
Did you guys see the thing that went out on Facebook right before the elections? And it was, and I'm sure it went out everywhere, but it was a variety of like 40 pictures. And it said, if you have any of these things in your home, you will not be affected by voting for the Biden administration. And it was popcorn ceilings, wood panels on their walls. If your trash bags were Walmart grocery bags, if you had an old beater car. And so it was like all these things that supposedly are supposed to symbolize lower class homes and houses, whatever. And the whole article is how if any of these apply to you, you won't be affected. Biden's going to help you. That was what it stood for. Biden's going to help you. I'm waiting for it to show back up on my thing so I can resend it and go, so how are all of you feeling now? And I reposted it.
This is Build Back Better.
But I had reposted it at the time and I said, if you think that you won't be affected, how easy is it for you to pay for your milk and now?
Yeah.
How easy do you think it will be when Biden gets into office and then you have to pay for that same milk and it's five times the price, which that's no exaggeration. Yeah. It's coming. We're only triple right now, but
a 16 pound turkey last year was $23. A 16 pound turkey this year is $55.
Yeah.
That tells you everything.
No. And I went to the store recently and you know, normally, you know, I'm
like sticker shock.
It's crazy. And I'm like, oh shit, this is, things have doubled, things have tripled. I'm like, wow, this is insanity. And it's just me. I can't imagine a family of, you know, four or five, you know, who
but the grocery stores are catching on because Jeremy hasn't been grocery shopping with me in probably 6 months. And last weekend, I'm like, you're going with me. Like, I don't want to do this by myself. You're going with me. So he went with me and I picked up, we always buy the same beef roast from the store. I picked it up and I went, holy shit, it's only $33. I just paid $63 for it 3 weeks ago. How is it only $33? And I look up and was like, so now I'm challenging my own brain, right? Because I know I didn't make this shit up. And the price per pound was the same as it was 3 weeks prior, $7 a pound. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. The math comes out the same, folks. It's the same beef. So yes, they started cutting it half. So people, and I know people are this ignorant. I know you are this ignorant, listeners. I know, because
we all are.
Because how many people would have done the same thing I did? Now, I am a penny shopper, so I am constantly going, oh, this is cheaper if I buy 10 pounds versus this that's 5 pounds. Like, I look down to what am I getting for the cost of my money. So I looked at Jeremy in the store and I go, holy shit, they cut this in half. This is half the weight of what I usually buy. It would have been this $66 for what I used to buy. I used to buy the same damn thing for $26.
So a lot of people are starting to wake up because they were like, wait a minute. They're telling us that Orange Man was bad. Things are going to be good. But they say, we're not going to increase your taxes only for $400,000 or more. But every single part of my cost of living has gone up. Owning a house, my property taxes went up. Not a lot, but it went up by like 35 bucks. But, you know, some people that their rent has gone up by like 300-400 bucks.
More
food,
than that.
Depending where. But I'm saying it as an average. Food costs. I was talking to my buddy that owns a restaurant. He's like, bro, he's like your chicken. He's like, price of doubled. Chicken is double.
Mm-hmm.
Your gas. Last
48%
year, gas,
is the increase on gas right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Posobiec was he had a timeline on Twitter and he's like showing the video of the Kenosha riots, like when he was walking by, he's like, holy shit, he's like, gas was $2.05 back then in August, you know what I mean? And we're damn near almost $4 now, you know, in 1 year everybody's cost less of living than. Has gone up. But they said, oh, but everybody's working, everybody's doing better and people are buying. Wait a minute, no, corporations through inflation are getting richer because they're charging more.
Right.
They're not saying, well, inflation is up, I'm going to pay, I'm just going to give you a break still. No. Kellogg just came out and said, oh, yeah, cost of everything is going. Yeah.
So when the Democrats talk about, oh, well, let's tax the rich, let's tax these corporations, the corporations, all they're going to do is just pass it on to the consumer, which is
been less than 9 months. Less than 9 months.
10 months.
No, we did not start seeing the inflation of it until the 1st of March. We are talking less than 9 months,
Keystone
folks.
Pipeline
let's be
started day one. 10 months. Keystone Pipeline got canceled. Gas shot up 10 cents.
Yeah, exactly. Because then
next day,
because they knew that because if America's not competing, if America's not producing, guess what happens? We're buying from, you know, the OPEC bullshit crap.
He's begging him. He's begging him.
He's an idiot. He's a fucking moron. OPEC. Okay. So let me play this video of this immigrant. And again, the leftist narrative is dying, folks, and it's beautiful to watch.
Mr. Ascanio has a son who goes to Miami's Centner Academy.
Well, you know, I think it's a family decision, and we should respect, you know, like everybody's privacy.
It is a family decision, but it makes everyone safer because so many people have gotten the vaccinations. Tens of thousands of people are not dying.
There's a lot of people who get the vaccine and is dying right now.
Nah, that's not true.
So, no, it is true.
No, it's not true.
Fox News says the truth.
Fox News says it's true, but that's definitely not true. It's false. That's the problem.
Fox News is the one that you can get, you know, like
Now, let me just tell you, sir. The greatest scientists in the world know that this vaccine is saving lives. So my question for you is...
Fauci is not the best scientist in the world. Yeah, well, that's just one opinion, you know?
Yeah. You're hearing bad information, sir. But with all due respect, I wish you good health.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
There it is, folks. I love watching this because, again, this shows you that, you know, the old legacy media is not winning, even though he's quoting Fox News. I guarantee you anything, this person's, you know what I mean? Like, they're getting their news from somewhere else. And that's what they hate. And that's why they call it fake news. And that's why they want to suppress the information, because for them, it's like, oh, look at this poor, you know, new immigrant to the country doesn't understand that, you know, and oh, therefore we must ban anybody who opposes us because this poor guy is going to suffer. This is their mentality, folks. This is how they think.
So interesting. I saw another video. I thought this was going to be the same one, but it wasn't. There was another video that went around today and yesterday and today that went all crazy and people are very upset about it. It was, I believe, another Hispanic person. It was either Black or Hispanic in Virginia, I believe. They asked him because they interviewed him after the election and they were asking him, and they were like, so who did you vote? And he's like, no, I voted for Youngkin. They're like, why? Because, you know, of all that. He goes, yeah, he's like, Biden turned me into a Republican. He goes, inflation and these vax men. And like, they just like sat there flat. Like, what do you think was going to happen? Do you think people really like being locked down and told you can't go anywhere and told that you need to vote for me and I'm going to save you? Like in 2019, if you had a really good paying job, right? You were making money, you're getting out of the hole, no debt. You know, you were about to buy a house. 2020 comes. They lock you down. You lost your job. They told you, just keep collecting $1,200 a day. We'll give you money for kids, right? Keep doing it. You're going to turn out good if you vote for Joe Biden because he's got a plan and everything. Day one came. He did the opposite. He undid all the policies that allowed you to have a job. And now he's trying to tell you, this Build Back Better plan is this. We need to spend trillions now to give you good paying jobs. It's like, dude, I had a good paying job. You forced your side forced me to lock down because of this virus that turned out that when you really look at the data, it was old people dying in nursing homes. That was a big thing. So take that number away. Then it was a lot of people that were obese that were dying because, you know, they got this, they couldn't breathe. And then they put them on the thing and they died. Okay. But then it turned into, oh, wait a minute. So really it turns out to out of 700,000 people that died with the amount of people in the United States, it's 0.00329. Kelly Townsend actually posted that today. People freaked out about that. I can't believe you did that. But she basically, we're doing all these mandates and everything for 0.00329. Okay? This is what we're mandating, right? So this is not about your health. This is not about science. This is about control. And to your point, why are they doing this? This is Obamacare 2.0. How do you do socialized medicine? You give them free vaccines. You mandate it. Now you're on the government's tit. Now the government knows who has it, who doesn't. Now the government says you can't go to work without it. Now the government turns around and says, oh, guess what? You got it, but we got to do one better. Now you have to get a booster. Now you are not considered vaccinated unless you get the booster. So now you got to go get the free booster. And then the next year, guess what? You got to do it again and again. And now the government is funding healthcare and bankrupting the system. They're paying Pfizer. Pfizer just announced that their outlook and their earnings for the next like fucking three quarters, like billions in the surplus because every country is paid up through 2023 with buying vaccines and boosters, homie. We funded it. We paid for it through Warp Speed. And now they're selling it back to us for double the price.
Not only did we fund the cure, we funded the fucking virus itself.
We funded the whole thing.
We funded the whole
goddamn thing.
But yeah, there's people who are still angry about it. So let's get back to the...
Fuck them.
So the red wave, dude, because this is beautiful to watch. And going back, I'm going to read some of these. Let's see. Pennsylvania, like I said, the statewide judicial elections, all Republican. Seattle, the fucking...
Republican DA.
DA. Freaking in Seattle, I saw somebody tweet.
Getting rid of lot of Soros DAs got ousted.
Yes.
That's a bit, people starting to pay attention to the Soros link, by the way.
The mayor of Rochester, New Hampshire, flipped from Democrat to Republican. Yeah. We told you about New Jersey. Right now it's too close to call, but even though they try to call it, but I think they should challenge it. The Democratic Senate in New Jersey, this was the one Tim was talking about, the trucker who spent $153 on his campaign just ousted the Democratic Senate president.
wait, I want details on this.
Right, so right. I can give you that.
What state was this?
New Jersey, right?
New Jersey.
For a Senate seat, right?
State Senate.
It started where he couldn't get like a concealed. One of the stories that was going around that he got pissed because he couldn't get a concealed carry permit.
Okay,
so he's like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna run," and he got about $10,000 in donations. He spent $153. 66 of it or 86 of it was on Dunkin' Donuts coffee for him and his staff. But what he did was he just went around to all the stores, bar, like he went around and was a true politician, you know, they talked to the people, see what their things was and said what he was about. I'm about low taxes, this, that. And they voted for him. But he got in trouble and got suspended today on Twitter because they went through all his feeds. He posted some anti-Islamic fucking shit. So now he's got to sit down with the car group of New Jersey.
Fuck him.
No, he doesn't.
Mind him. Fuck him. Yeah. So here's another one. And I think this was a great one. School boards across the country, dude. A lot of them got flipped to a Republican from Democrat. And the one that I like was a teacher who, in Massachusetts, a teacher who was forced to resign for attending the 1-6 rally in D.C., because he was out there and then he was forced to resign. He was a teacher. He wins the seat in a school in the same school board where he had it. That's beautiful. Iowa. And again, this is the news media is trying to hide a lot of this stuff. But, you know, again, the legacy media is gone in Iowa. Let me see if I can show you guys. Iowa conservative sweep Ankeny school board election. This is on and on and on, dude. The amount of school boards that got turned from Democrat to Republican, Colorado, New York City, Texas, and the list keeps going. The Libs of TikTok had a thread on this throughout the whole thing. Go ahead.
Long Island.
Look at this.
In Suffolk County, their legislature flipped back to conservative, but all the DAs across the board, all those races, all flipped. So all these Soros DAs that were doing cash bail reforms and all this shit, done. People are done. When you're in Queens, they flip seats in Queens, bro, in the councils. They flip Queens
AOC
council
needs
seats
to get her active.
An AOC endorsed councilman lost.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
This is how, I mean, New York, that we knew that it was going to be tough to flip the mayorship, but you're getting more representation in New York City that's becoming more conservative. So that means they can hold, you're going to start holding Eric Adams accountable. You know what I'm saying? When it's all these liberal, you know, progressives, that this is what happened in New York. People are stepping up, guys. This is not about, you know, Trump and Biden. No, this is about, and we say it all the time, and you always say this, and I've been seeing it more and more between the Cernoviches and Steve Bannon. I've become a big Steve Bannon fan, and this is why they want to indict him and put his ass in jail, because the war room is very instrumental in why you saw this red wave in this off election. This wasn't about, oh, the voters didn't come out. They've been getting everybody to become poll watchers. They've been getting everybody to the board meetings, saying how, you know, and giving you the blueprint how to do it. Because I've been watching for a while, and you're seeing it, and it's like, they're having a big effect. Everything going on in D.C., they're having a big effect on, you know, hey, look at what happened in Virginia. Hold these hold these Democrats in these swing districts accountable, because we flipped Virginia. So now people are going, damn, this Build Back Better, this reconciliation, we need CBO on this. We're not going to blindly vote for it because my political career is in jeopardy right now.
CBO?
The Congressional Budget Office.
Oh, okay.
I love it, man. This is a win. And it's according to who was it? Kamala Harris. What happened in Virginia is a reflection of what's going to happen in 2022. and what's going to happen in 2024. So may her words be prophetic. I think this is not going to end. And in fact, the last election where Biden supposedly won, folks, it was a red wave. If you saw what happened, across the board, Republicans gained seats everywhere. They win everywhere except the presidency. Bullshit. Lies.
Exactly.
All right. That's all I had. I don't know if you wanted to. You said you wanted to cover one more thing.
So, yes. So back to this whole, you know, all these news organizations that for 5 years, and they're still saying it. Major bombshell happened today, yesterday. Durham made a very big arrest, an indictment of, how do you say his name? Is it Dushenko?
I have no idea. Let me Google it.
So one,
Hillary's one attorney?
I can. Yeah, well, it was the Russian that they interviewed. So one of the guys that was behind, you know, the Steele dossier.
Okay.
Got arrested in the Durham investigation. Right.
So Durham, is that a city?
No, Durham. Bill Durham. Not Bill Durham. I forget the guy's name. But he was Bull special. Durham. He was special counsel that Trump elected to keep investigating the Russiagate. Russia. So all this dossier shit that FBI and everybody peddled, Rachel Maddow, New York Times, the FBI, Hillary Clinton, Adam Schiff, everybody, Trump colluded to steal dossier, blah, blah, blah. People that have been behind it are now getting arrested. They got a big fish. And in the indictment, it's talking about Clinton's campaign advisor now is being looked at, possibly. You know, his name was, he was PR1, executive PR1.
Good deal. How long until Brandon squishes that?
They can't get involved in this.
The
fact that they're doing these
people are be suicided.
All he can do is remove him and put somebody else new in, but he cannot intervene and say what he can investigate. Yeah,
but this is getting to the point where this is leading to big fish. They said that this is wrapping up, and you will start seeing people flip. Deals are being made right now. And you will probably start seeing some big arrests.
I hope so.
That would be great.
It's not bullshit anymore, because this was a big arrest. People don't realize how big this was, because this proves that this whole thing was fake. Yeah. And everybody that was involved in it saying that they didn't see it, and then they lie. Comey, McCabe, fucking
John McCain. John McCain was involved in that shit, dude. We cannot.
Lindsey Graham, McConnell. This is on both sides, guys. This is just not a Democrat thing, because they all wanted Trump out. They did not want Trump. They needed Trump out.
I don't care. Arrest them all.
This is big, because if this guy squeal, you know, this guy's going to fucking squeal now. He's going to cut a sweetheart deal. And you have Maxwell's testimony right now is set for November 29th. Epstein's.
Giuliana or whatever.
Ghislaine Maxwell. Trial is September 29th. Everything is on the table. They're not hiding anything.
No, she's everything is on for that.
I told you
the fact that she hasn't been. No, the fact that she has not been suicided yet. This is big, guy. Like, this ain't Q shit, but this is, you will start seeing crazy things.
And we're banned.
No.
It's like automatically get shadow banned.
But you're starting to. It's a process. Right, the legal process, Rittenhouse's trial.
Did you watch some of that, dude?
Oh yeah, it's a shit show. The prosecutor keeps lying. Dude, he's getting
oh my god,
this is a shit show.
Real quick, so the Kyle Rittenhouse, this to me, I don't know if you've heard, Jeremy. So the trial started this week. This is the kid out in Kenosha that, you know, shot up.
Yeah, I heard that the judge told him you couldn't refer to them as victims; they had to be looters or. Yeah.
Let me tell you this. About this thing is that, so how they held it for all this time, the fact that this has gone to trial, that the prosecution has insisted that this go to trial is a shame to the justice system. It is, dude. and because the three letter agencies benefit from all this shit show, because what happened? They can say this is the face of white supremacy, because this is how they're labeling it, folks. A kid who was defending himself. Initially, they said that he had taken that gun across state lines. Turns out to be a lie. They lied. The news media lied. They all lied about this. Turns out that he didn't. And so, but the major point, during that whole time, the FBI had a drone out there recording the whole thing. And it showed Kyle Rittenhouse being chased. And they were able to collect all the videos that just came out. Go watch them. Literally, the kid was hit multiple times before he even responded. Even when he responded, it was measured, because there was one guy who he shot. I don't know if this is the one who ended up dead, but one of the guys, he was approaching him. Kyle, you know, points the gun at him, and then the guy backs off, and then Kyle puts the gun back down. And then the guy, as soon as he puts his gun back down, he charges him, and that's when he shoots him. And so this is clear on the video, in the video, that it was self-defense, that he tried as much to run away from the situation. And, but why is this going to trial? And what's going
to
happen?
This kid has the opportunity to sue the shit out of these news. Yeah. And you know, he will never have to work a day in his life.
Yeah. Let's bring it one step further. Okay, they wanted to make an example out of this kid. White supremacist, MAGA, gun control, all of it. It blew up in their face. FBI got caught. But to me, this brings up a whole nother point. Once again, you're hearing the three-letter agencies involved in this. It's starting to come out more and more. Revolver News has been breaking more and more stories about January 6th.
Yeah.
Ray Epps and everybody involved. Tucker Carlson had a great three-part documentary. I've watched the first part. I saw clips of the second and third. I got to finish watching it this weekend. The narrative is slipping. But what goes through my head now is you're starting to see all the shit with January 6th and what's going on and how that, you know, you're starting to realize that almost all the agencies were involved in this. What's to say they weren't involved in all the riots in the summer? Like, this was a prelude of what was to come. Yeah. Like, let's see what we can do, because we turned everybody against each other. We created the riots. We said it was this group and that group. What's to say that half of that black bloc, you know, Antifa, wasn't some government agencies?
Or government
as that
government paid, operatives,
you know, operatives. They didn't necessarily. You're starting to realize FBI. They were running. Yeah, they were running the same operations they were doing in other countries to overthrow them here in America. Let that sink in. Yeah. You were using foreign, and it's gone on for a long time. So it makes you start questioning everything, right, that this government has done and these agencies. But up until now, it was always known that they publicly did this. It was known that they did this in foreign lands, nations, to overthrow governments and rile up all this bullshit, like the Egypt, the Arab Spring. A lot of these tactics were done through CIA, you know, and FBI and all this stuff. It's known. Now that we're using them here, and it worked.
Yeah.
And it worked because again, you rile people up, you create a narrative. Everybody pushes the narrative. All you need is a couple people to rile up that crowd, and boom, look what happened. Yeah. These guys are being treated worse than people in Gitmo.
I wouldn't doubt it. And it's crazy to think that these people want to remain in power so badly that they're willing to destroy their country, man. It's sad.
Oh, all right. Well, they're making millions and billions of dollars destroying this country.
Yeah.
It's been destroyed for the last 50, 60, 70
years. They've been in Congress or in government for 40, 50, 60 years. They don't have that much longer to live, but they're going to live really well on the money that they're making by fucking up this country.
Yeah.
The kids, the Pelosi's and all them.
Look, alliances are forming and maybe for the best. But, you know, we've said it here multiple times. You've heard it multiple times. You know, divided we fall, America. Divided we fall. And that's why we must remain united. And maybe this is it. Maybe this is what the calling that we've been waiting for is, that this illumination that's happening, and that people are realizing this, like Tim says, and I think a lot of people are realizing it and waking up, and things are happening. So let that be our hope, and we'll see what happens. But we'll be here to cover it all, and we'll leave it there, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us in another episode of The Salty Show. Find us on some of the... Oh, I think we joined... what did we join, Tim?
We're on Getter.
Somebody come get her.
Get her done.
We're on Get Her Done.
Oh, she's Lord. Dancing like a...
Find us, The Salty Show, and I'm also The Real Salty. Tim, did you go with a personal account? Anyway, find us, give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Adios.
Guten Tag.
See ya.
Adios.
What?
Blah, blah, blah.
No.
Socialism. Fuck Joe Biden. Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Salty Show.com.